Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning and welcome to this new season of the podcast where we are getting back to the basic, not the basics, not all the things that we've made Christianity into, but back to the basic, which is Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And we are getting up in the morning and I've got my Bible, my journal, I'm in my spot, I've got my coffee. We're going to start a conversation with Jesus. And that conversation is going to continue throughout the day because that is the simplicity of the gospel. That is the one thing, the most important thing, the basic. And we are journeying through the Gospel of Luke because what better way to get back to the basic than to look at this living biography that Luke wrote about Jesus that invites us into the one thing, the basic thing, which is Jesus. And so, welcome. It's Wednesday morning, and I'm so excited about our topic because it's the kind of person I want to be. It's the kind of person you want to be. And so the title of the podcast this morning is What I Really Want and What You Really Want, by the way. And the question is, are we living a generous, open-handed life? Is that the kind of life that we're living? Would that characterize our lives? Are we celebrating generosity? Are we seeing people and engaging in the thrill and the rush of what it looks like to bless them through open-handed generosity, open-handed living? I mean, are we trusting that God's really got us so that we're free to bless others? Because honestly, that's what we really want. We really, really want to be generous. Now, to go a little bit deeper, are we content with what we have? With our life, with our friends, our family, our work, our body, the amount of money that we are working with right this moment, are we content? Because out of contentment flows a life of generosity. And the reality is, what we really want is contentment, to rest in what we have right now that results in a lavish and, again, the thrill and the rush of a life of generosity. So let's wrestle that question down to the ground with Jesus for just a moment before we go to the text. Are you content with what you have? And are you living free in this life of generosity where we're looking to see who and how we can bless people through open-handed living and open-handed giving? Again, that is what we want. And knowing that that is actually what we want really does bring us in to Luke chapter 3. In Luke chapter 3, we're introduced by Luke, the author of this gospel, to John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus, the forerunner of Jesus. And as we know, John is preaching a baptism of repentance and then dunking people in the Jordan River. But when we hear the word repentance, which means to stop going that direction, make a 180-degree turn, and go the other direction, we're already defensive. We don't like repentance because we've been told, or we think, that repentance is telling us to stop doing something that we actually want to do. But what if we've missed repentance? What if repentance is actually calling us out of something we don't really want and calling us into something or the life that we really do want? What if we've missed the good news of the gospel and the announcement of repentance? What if the devil has done a con job on the gospel in general and repentance in particular? What if repentance is calling us away from what we don't want? Greed and ambition, and into what we actually really want, generosity and contentment. And that's what John is saying. He's saying the time has come. Let's go get baptized, get dunked. Jesus is coming, and let's begin to live the way that we really, really want to live. Now, John is announcing that, and in Luke chapter 3, verse 10, John is asked a very important question. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, If any one of you has two shirts, share with one who has none. And anyone who has food should do the same. Even tax collectors came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you're required to. In other words, contentment, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, well, what should we do? And he replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely and be content with your pay. Wow. Generosity and contentment. What you and I really, really want. And yes, of course, repentance confronts, or if you will, exposes greed, which is the antithesis of generosity, and ambition, which is the antithesis of contentment. But the root of greed and ambition is fear anyway. We don't want to live in fear. We don't really want to be greedy or ambitious people. We really want to be generous. We really want to be contentment. And repentance is calling us out of what we don't really want and into what we truly want. We want to see people blessed, and we want to be agents in that. We want to know that we're blessed and rest in the contentment of that. We want to celebrate others through generosity. And we want to, if you will, celebrate this moment or this season because we have contentment. What we need. And so what if, and this is what I'm planning on doing, so let's do it together. What if we spent the rest of this week looking for ways to be generous? If we have two shirts, let's share with the one that has none. What if we looked for ways to be generous in every moment and in every relationship? What if this week we spent the week just realizing that we have what we need right now, our boundary lines have fallen in a pleasant place, and resting in that contentment? What if we did that this week? We might actually get our life back. And that's what repentance is. It's calling us out of death and into life. It's calling us into the life that we were meant to live. The thrill and the ride of generosity, the rest of contentment. Really, the life of Jesus. And this, in Luke chapter 3, is the life that John the Baptist is paving the way for. The time has come. Let's go. Get baptized in the Jordan River. He's coming. Who's coming? The Messiah. Let's begin to live the way that we really want to live by the power of the Spirit. So here's what I'm going to do this morning. I'm going to say a line in my prayer time from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Why don't we do that together? Why don't we just spend a couple of minutes just saying that line, maybe 10 or 20 times, and let the power of it just soak into the soil of our souls. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. And let's spend the rest of the day and the rest of the week looking as far as how to live generously and live knowing that what we have right now is enough. Let's allow repentance to bring us into the life that we really, really want. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.